3 years ago, a corruption scandal within Papua New Guinea's health system left hospitals running out of drugs and prompted the PNG government to ask for Australia's help in stocking health centres. Since then, the International Dispensary Association supplied medical kits to almost 3,000 health facilities across Papua New Guinea. Dr. Glenn Moller, Treasurer of the Medical Society of PNG, says the IDA did a good job getting the medicine to remote health clinics.
The person who contracted to distribute the medicine didn't get paid unless they could take a digital photograph of the medicine arriving at the actual health facility at a time and a date that was verified by the health facility.
But the arrangement was always going to be temporary, and this year the PNG government took responsibility for procuring the 2014 supply of medical kits. Australia agreed to keep funding the program, provided the tender process was transparent. But days after the closing date for tenders, an official at the Ministry of Health told bidders that an internationally recognised quality management accreditation, known as ISO 9001, was no longer required. The company that won the tender, Borneo Pacific, does not have the ISO 9001 accreditation. But the company does have a history in PNG. Dr. Glenn Moller.
Borneo Pacific are a company that have been in Papua New Guinea for a couple of decades, and they have a reputation. Many of us are very concerned because of past performance.
Borneo Pacific is a major supplier of drugs from the North China Pharmaceutical Group. A survey of antibiotics in PNG in 2011 found all four samples provided by North China Pharmaceutical Group were substandard, with one probably a fake drug. What's more, the Borneo Pacific bid was $9 million Australian more than the firm which had successfully delivered the kits for the past 2 years. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade released this statement about its funding of the medical kits.
This funding was conditional on the government of PNG purchasing the kits from a pharmaceuticals firm which met international drug quality standards through a fair, transparent international tender process. Unfortunately, these conditions were not met, and the Australian government will not fund the distribution of the medical kits resulting from this tender process.
The ABC understands the PNG government has set aside money in next year's budget to pay Borneo Pacific for the medical kits, and the drugs are expected to arrive in May and June. Dr. Glenn Moller from the Medical Society of PNG says the distribution of quality drugs in these medical kits is a matter of life and death.
If the health workers don't receive the medicine, they need to treat the patient or the patient die, because it's not like in Australia, perhaps in other countries, where the patient can go just to a different facility or go to see a different doctor or something. When you're in a rural and remote area of Papua New Guinea, your health centre is the only health facility for your community. There's no alternative.
Australia's decision to walk away from the deal is another blow to the credibility of PNG's claims to be battling corruption and improving services. The ABC's efforts to contact the Papua New Guinean Health Minister were unsuccessful, and there's been no response to a request for comment from the PNG Prime Minister's office.